I draw in a breath of air. Exhale. I draw in another and another. The air tastes good. Is that even possible, to taste air? Because in this moment, I swear I can. I take deeper and deeper lungfuls. Light filters in through my closed lids, beckoning like an eager lover. She's waking up. I can see that, you wanker. Harvey, you capturing all this? Styx is getting the live stream as we speak. Would you fuckers shut up? You're going to scare her. My eyes flutter open. At first, I see nothing. The light is too bright. But then my eyes adjust, slowly. Color bleeds in, and my surroundings begin to take shape. I stare up at a metal roof. My brows furrow. The king's ceilings are either gilded molding or exposed wood. Not dented, rust-stained metal. And never so low. That's when I notice the rocking. My body shakes from side to side. I'm inside a vehicle, I realize. What the hell is going on? I brace my hands against the edge of the bed I lay in, my pulse climbing. Nothing about this is right. People don't wake up like this. Where am I? And why can't I remember how I got here? I can't believe we did it. I startle at the voice. I have an audience. Of course I do. Situations like this don't just happen. People orchestrate them. I begin to sit up.
Whoa, whoa, my queen,
a man to my right says, placing a hand on my chest.
Easy.
I glance down at the hand touching my chest. I follow it back to its owner. A soldier in his late 20s stares back. He's not the king, and these are not the king's men. Which can only mean I got fucking abducted. Again.